this is the slack season. It seems a relatively buoyant market, certainly if you're selling, if I can characterize it like that. There's just looking forward to the peak season. There's a few signals out there. FedEx and UPS peak season surcharges are up, indicating that they're expecting strong international and US domestic demand. One forwarder reported a shortage of wide-body freighters during the summer, with many fully booked through to the end of the year. So what's your take on this? You mentioned e-commerce there. Are you seeing that Asia capacity tightening?
Well, I don't think there's a case of hopium here. I think it's grounded in reality that there are many signals that we'll see a very busy Q4. You never know with air freight. But if you look at the typical seasonality patterns in e-commerce, it really, you know, grows a lot in Q4 relative to Q3. And flights out of Asia Pacific, depending on where you look, could be already 85, 86, 88% full. So that there is not a lot of capacity freely available, you know, let alone if the surge comes on. And just to put things a little bit into perspective, I read yesterday that the Temu app was downloaded 37 million times in July of this year. So 37 million consumers downloaded that app to potentially buy stuff on that platform.
Hello, I'm Mike King, and you've been listening to a clip from the latest episode of the Loadstar podcast. You can listen and subscribe to the full version on all major podcast platforms. You can also find us and a whole lot more news on theloadstar.com. Thanks for listening.